stupid me. I still haven't upgraded my account again. Yeah, so what I was saying was I went and said that the counselling hadn't helped. So they actually put me in touch with the CPN. Now, where the hell do I watch that? Oops, no, I've not. This is what I mean. Oh, I'm looking everything over because people don't put it back where it should be. I actually really need it and it's not here. Oh, bugger. Excuse my friend. Oh, here it is, on the windowsill. That's how I don't want it. And the sink's really greasy from some of the plates and stuff. So I was actually referred to a CPN at the doctor's practice, and he was one of the nicest people. He was an Indian guy, and he has got to be one of the nicest people I have ever met, and the most understanding, and he was really lovely. And he did help me. So, but I think you need, for something like that to work, you do need a connection. You really do. And that's what I just didn't have with this woman. And the other time was when Ronan was about 4. I can't remember who put me in touch with them. There used to be a scheme. I don't know if they still have it. I think it was called Home Start. And you could get help, like a volunteer to come and help you if you had children under school age. Well, he only just fitted the criteria because his birthday's in August, so he actually started school when he was some ridiculous age, like 4 and 1 month or something. But they let me keep it on till he was 5, I think. And it wasn't... I don't know how. I don't know whether it was for the health visitor. It was just someone to come with me sometimes to take him out. I mean, we used to take him out on the weekends, but like in the week. And they sent me this woman. Oh, I don't know what it was about her, but me and her just did not click. It's not very often I've ever felt that about someone. We had nothing in common. We had absolutely nothing whatsoever. In common. We didn't even get on that well. I could get on with most people, to be honest. But I couldn't get on with her. I found that she grated on me, and I think I did on her. I think it was a two-way thing. And it was rather unfortunate, really, because she was there to help Ronan, not me. Well, she was to help with Ronan, but she was primarily there for his sake, so I had to try and make it work, which made things even worse. But I can't explain it, and I used to feel really guilty about it, because sometimes she'd do something, like she'd buy a little thing, and I still feel... I remember she bought something that was quite sweet, and she really tried, and I felt such a stab of guilt over it, when I remembered it then, I felt it again, that I wanted to like her. I wanted to make it work, and I wanted to get on with her, but there's something about her, and I don't know what it was. I don't know. I've absolutely no idea to this day, and this is going back, what? He was 4, and he's nearly 17 now. We went out, and we had a few nice outings with her, but she was also one of these people, and I don't think it was really this, but she was one of these people that thought I was too hard on my guide dog. You know, she had 2 boxers. And I met them once, only in the back of her car, and they were like, you know, boxers can be rather loopy, and they were pretty much, from my point of view, she told me about them, out of control. She hadn't had either of them neutered either, which probably didn't help matters. And their names were Bill and Ben, and she really idolised these dogs, but because of that, I think she felt I was mean to my dog, and I wasn't. I was just abiding by the rules, as I had been instructed, and my dog was quite young at the time. I'd only qualified with her that year, and she wasn't really a handful, but she was a very goey dog, and she always wanted to be on the move, so she was quite whingy when we were sitting still, and she used to pull a lot, and I had to use a halter with her for a couple of years. And in the frying pan. I'll be making myself an omelette today. I had a bit of it, it was very nice. and she needed to keep it under control, really. I'll just give you a rinse out to get the worst of the grease off and then put it in the dishwasher. But all the saucepans and that are washed by hand, and the roasting tins and everything, because they take up too much space in the dishwasher. That's my idea. Yeah, she was. And so, another thing that was very annoying about her is that she was always letting me down. She'd say, "Oh, I'll be with you on Wednesday at 4 o'clock or whatever. We'll go to Christmas Tree Farm," which is like one of these kids' farms, hands-on farms around here. "Or we go to see Father Christmas or whatever." And of course, I learned not to tell Ronan in the end, but at first I didn't realise she was going to let us down so much. I had to deal with a child who had been let down, who was super hyped up about his outing and then got let down, which is no fun. It's no fun for anybody, believe me. So that's what got, I've just got to thinking, I wonder if anyone else has had this experience where they just don't click with somebody and they don't really know why. I'm not talking about people they've never met necessarily, like someone on the internet that you might not like the sound of, or someone on audio boom or whatever, because with the best one in the world, until you actually meet them, you might think something completely different. You can only get a general idea of them through audio boo, really, onto Facebook and any Twitter and any such medium, social media. But I'm talking about people you actually know in person, and that you have to work with. And it's not like you've chosen them as a friend. It's someone that you've been thrown together with. Kind of like with Obi and the driving instructor, he didn't befriend this man by choice, or he doesn't associate with him through choice. And of course he had to pay for the lessons up front, so now he's landed with him, and I'm sure he won't get his money back if he says he's not happy. So now he's left to pick up the pieces and try and make it work. I don't know whether this man is just a prat, whether there might be some hint of racism. I'm not saying there is. I'm not wanting to accuse anybody of that. And it probably isn't that. It's probably just that he's a bit of a prat. Who gets these cooker knobs so greasy? Certainly not me. Maybe it's just from the frying, but he did actually put the egg in when the oil was really hot and it spluttered everywhere, so that's probably what it was. So, that's what I was going to talk about. Now I've done that job. It really whiles away the time if you can talk and you get it done. Now, you get it done. I got it done without even noticing I did it. How's that, audio boo? Thank you. Anyway, that was my question. Has anybody ever had the experience of having to work with somebody? It could be a guide dog trainer or a teacher or anything like that. You've had to work with them and the relationship was kind of under strain because you just didn't click. It's basically you don't click with someone. It's very rare that I've had it. Anyway, that's it from me. That's it from me for now. Allow me to have a drink. Okay, bye for now. Whoa, why is it not going off? Stupid phone.
Hello?
Hold on, I'm on audio boo. I can't hear what you're saying. What's it saying? I want to pause it. What's it saying?
I don't know.
If I listen.